Blog Talk Radio.
Be, but on another level that everybody was me. Another consciousness astrologically. Just another belief beings was proud to be. Caught in the illusion, all of the confusion. Happy showing lies, covering up what the truth is. You placed in front of me, it was right there. I might as well be way ahead in light years. Then be stuck in a lifetime with nightmares. Cause I myself. How I'm gonna act like I don't know nothing else. My ears aching here and my eyes is open. My heart in that college is cracked from being broken. Now that I'm healing it's cause I'm the chosen. The one who stayed focused, did what I was supposed to. Never opposed the stuff that made no sense. But the demons came closer. New level, new devil, never nothing to cope with. Was just energy that I had to flow with. Tai Chi, Bruce Lee, be water like the ocean. But hold on to the emotions. When I speak of love, that's cause I know what it is. Understanding, affection, the opposite of fear. The real lies gon' realize what's really real. I remain calm regardless of how it made me feel. Cause I
feel so good. What does it mean when people say, I am woke, or I am God? What does that mean? Today, I'm going to give you my perspective, my opinion, and that question. But before I get started, I want to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back.
Do you have the products you need to take a spiritual bath by the next full moon? If not, place your order today with Cures Spiritual Care. We provide you with high vibrational spiritual bath products from our sage, our Palmasanto sticks, our healing shea butter, organic soaps, our powerful spiritual water, and more. Call or text in your order today at 904-558-0079. And tell them God is casing you. Or log on to your Instagram and search spiritual_care. Our email address is curecare9@gmail.com. Remember, our care is spelled with a K and not a C. Remember, reflections, you are the creator of your reality. So let us help you create your heart desires.
Peace. If you're just tuning in, we are just getting started. So welcome. Today, I'm asking just some questions for you all to think about. Hopefully, it'll enlighten you and waken up the goddess that is within you, or the God that's within you. Today, I ask the question, what does it mean when people say, I'm woke? Or, I am God? To answer that question, you must understand that we are truly the body of the Most High Consciousness. This entire existence is made from a cell, a molecule, an atom, turns to organs and so on, that's communicating with the Most High, the unknown. Understand that you're just probably the leg of the Most High, or the hand, or the neck of the body of the Most High. Just think about that for a second. Use your spiritual eye, your third eye, your pineal gland, to just imagine being a cell, a body part of the Most High Consciousness of the unknown that has created this realm, this existence, this dimension. God is spirit. The Most High balanced spirit of masculine and feminine energy that continues to produce itself. And when I'm saying self, it's producing itself. It's literally C-E-L-L-S. There's a brother by the name of Yaki who teaches and breaks down the melanated body and how different it is from any other species that's walking this entire existence. You can look for his link in the description of this show. I'll make sure I add that in. But it's very interesting of the things that he continues to prove scientifically and then break it down spiritually. Everything in this realm, life or existence, is truly a molecule, an atom, a cell, it continues to move everything from the trees to the ocean, literally everything. And we know that we are spirits or energy or energetic beings because when we rub our feet against carpet, we can shock someone or we can get electrocuted. We know that the body is just the avatar in this realm. An avatar that is being moved around by a cord, like a game. Just a picture. And it's crazy because you see it in all the movies, in the movie Avatar, in the movie The Matrix. They talking to itself, and it's up to you to truly wake up and understand your reality and who you are and what part you play as a cell. I know I'm maybe losing some people, and I know some people are listening to this and saying, oh my gosh, I get it. I get it. I am God. I am God. It is me. I am it. When I first caught on, it was just scary and amazing and beautiful. And so I welcome you into the next dimension of yourself. I'm going to leave you that to think about for a second, and I'll be back after this commercial. Listen.
Hi, I'm Tahaka. You know, there's a difference between what you believe and what you know for a fact and can prove. I live in the private and can prove it. I've exercised my freedom of right to travel and can prove it. I don't have a mortgage and can prove it. And much, much more. And so does many other people across this country and abroad who are secured party and creditors living in the private. Debt is a burden. It causes people a hard time in life. They can't live out live in peace fast enough. Contact me at TahakaDebtElimination.org. You can call me, and I'll answer the phone. Leave your email information on my website and get my free report. That's TahakaDebtElimination.org. Get out of debt. It's nothing but a burden. You can't move forward with that. That's a bunch of junk.
everything I need is already inside.
Body is just an avatar in this realm. Because when we lose a loved one in this realm, when they return back into the spirit realm, which is another dimension or into a different avatar, the body stays here. Think about it. We lose a loved one, but we still have the avatar of the body, but the spirit is no longer there. The cord, which is the cell to the spirit realm, stop communicating. It stopped communicating. Now, who can stop that? Who can stop that communication? Where does our body cells get their information from? How do they know to continue to move and age us and to grow us? When you get in tune with spirit, who, by the way, comes in many forms, many ways, and go by different names. Some call Allah, Jesus, Source, whatever you recognize as God, the most powerful being, the being that is responsible for this spiritual experience that we're having in this realm. You begin to feel something in your body, and sometimes our body heats up in the space of the room that we're in. You can feel an energy. You hear people say, I can feel God in this room. That place at that time when you can feel the Most High or feel the spirit realm, sometimes you can feel your ancestors. That is an opening to the spirit realm. And when two or more spirits or cells come together in unity and in peace, we are healing the entire body. We are healing the Most Highest Spirit. This is how you know that you are God. You can feel God right inside of you. You're awakening when you can realize things that such. You're awakening because you can see that everything is you, literally. Everything is you, and you are everything. That's why it's so important to treat people the way you want to be treated and to love your neighbor like it's your brother because it is you. You are one cell living inside of a cell inside of a cell. And that's why unity is so important. You must understand that nothing is outside of you. And to get closer to the unknown, it's love. Love, love, love. Love. Choosing to see life with your spiritual eye that is known as your pineal gland, your third eye. That's when you start becoming awakened. Not with your physical eye, but the eye that you see when you go to imagining things. You imagine yourself and you can see yourself on a vacation and you can remember that you just drove from work. What eye is that? What eye is that when you say, oh, I do recall? And you can see that past. Or when you imagine something for the future. What eye is that? We have to see with our spiritual eye. You are awakening when you can hear your thoughts clearly and can understand, or you can determine who, what, and where they are coming from. That's a part of your awakening. This realm is being seen in a different dimension. Dimension is just another perspective. Today's topic, a question, what does it mean when people say, I am woke, or I am God? If you're just tuning in, I'm Goddess K, and I'm just giving my perspective on those questions. Let me know what you all think. Leave some comments. What is your perspective of I am woke and I am God? However, we're going to take a quick break just so you all can think about that perspective and what does it actually mean to you. When you hear, I am woke, or when you say, I'm woke, and I am God, if you use those language, that term, let me know.
Cure Spiritual Care was created to unlock the God and the Goddess that's within you. What is it that you want out of this life? You're the creator. All you need to do is think about it. Visualize the life that you want. Speak about it as though it's already existed. When you're in the tub or the shower, let that water flow on you. Manipulate it and tell it exactly what you want. Move in actions. Write it down. And watch it create. Believe in yourself. Believe in the power that's within you. Believe in the God that's within you. That's what these products will do. Rejuvenate your body cells and rejuvenate your spirit. Log on to the website or social media platforms. Learn more about the power of water and how to unlock the power that's within you. Peace, love, and knowledge. Cure Spiritual Care.
Observe, brothers. Observe, sisters. Uncle Sam, Uncle Tom, Big Brother, the whole family's coming for your last fit. Pick a time and go make change. Learn your principles. You rap in revolution, but you work for the institution. When will you declare your destiny? When will you obliterate all that associate with the forged realities of the day? Insubordination is alive. Young Africans, you are blinded. There will be no resting in peace. There is no alternative. Re-evolve into your uneasiness is solved. Compliance does not exist. Hear the sounds of your alarm. No snooze will soothe the tears on abuse. Muses, muses, blues and yellows. There will be no resting in peace.
But what is revolution? What is solution when no knowledge the problem sees? Do you? I stay woke, stay broke, stay choking on my pride. And if my phone rings, please know that I'm inside myself. My eyes burn blue, for they sizing up your time to be through with coon calling. I'm reading you, seeing you, pleading you. Wake up.
Peace. So I'm answering the question, what does it mean when people say, I am woke or I am God? Giving my perspective of this question, my opinion. We know that we have conversations to ourselves, with ourselves. We imagine things, and that's a totally different eye. We're not using our physical eye. So you have to ask yourself, what eye is that? What voice is that? What body is that? That has to be your spirit. That has to be your spirit. And that's what we have to get in tune with. In the beginning, the Word was God. And the Word was with God. God said, let there be light, which is consciousness. God is consciousness, which is a spirit of masculine and feminine energy, a thought that has created this realm which is made of molecules, atoms, and cells, and organs. It's just an imagination that it is experiencing and creating itself. We have a part of this consciousness of a body You get to choose to be a good cell or a bad cell. The body choosing to, you know, to clean the ocean, because the ocean is just our room. Honoring the trees, because they provide us with air. Touching the ground and receiving messages spiritually and physically from grounding and from eating of it. Breastfeeding. Grounding is when you charge your spirit. You charge your body cells and your organs, also known as your solar system, also known as chakras, also known as atoms and molecules and organs. We also get energized from the things that we eat. When we're eating, we're receiving messages from the Most High God. The knowledge is in the food. The food comes from the seed. The seed comes from the source of the unknown, the Most High God. That's why we have to honor nature. That's why it's so important not to pollute. It's so important to keep trees. It's so important because we truly need, literally need everything. The animals, everything. Because it's the unknown. It is the closest thing that we can get to physical realm of understanding the Most High. The man has the seed. The woman is the earth, where all the magic is happening, and she continues to push out and feed us through plants. Oh, man, I don't know if you all are understanding this and enjoying this conversation, but I'm telling you, this is what keeps me going, keeps me growing, is getting in tune and having a better understanding of what this is that we're experiencing. We're so powerful. And we're so much powerful than what we think we are. But the only way we can get back is unless we get in tune with nature. Get in tune with nature. Get in tune with the animals. Get in tune with loving yourself. Who are you? Who are you, reflection? Get balanced. And take control of what you can't control. If you want to know who God is, get in tune with nature. That's it. I want to take a moment to give all praises and honor to the God of this week and the God of this week, and that is going to be God, the Honorable Dr. Sabi. If you don't know who God Dr. Sabi is, please go look him out, go check him out. He is one of our ascendants who is back into the spiritual realm, but before he left, he proved to us that nature is a way of healing our body cells and getting back into our good health. He's known for healing celebrities and healing people with AIDS, HIV, positive, herpes, cancer, depression, all type of disease. He proved that those white pills the doctor's giving us. It's to keep you sick, to keep the body cells down. So I want to just take a moment and just give honor to him, because he is definitely an amazing God to honor, to our entire existence, but definitely to the melanated community. For our goddess of this week, it is the beautiful, honorable goddess Queen Afua. She has, I call her Queen Afua, I call her my grandmother. She don't know it, but she's my grandmother, y'all. She is an author of three different books, probably more, but I know I have three of them. My favorite one is The Sacred Woman. Highly, highly recommend you to go get that. She has definitely helped me on my journey of self-love, self-healing, and just awakening and learning my body and what, how to get in tune with my womb and heal my womb. So shout out to the beautiful Queen, Goddess of Ur. She is definitely the goddess of the sea. That is like my favorite part of the show, is taking a moment and just giving thanks to our gods and goddesses. And it's very good to try to do it, give people their flowers now while they're living, while they are living. I'm going to take a quick little break, and I'm going to come back with you all and continue to give you all my perspective of I am God and I'm woke. People love saying they woke. Say it woke.
Do you have the products you need to take a spiritual bath by the next full moon? If not, place your order today with Cures Spiritual Care. We provide you with high vibrational spiritual bath products from our sage, our Palo Santo sticks, our healing shea butter, organic soaps, our powerful spiritual water, and more. Call or text in your order today at 904-558-0079. 904-558-0079. And tell them Goddess K sent you. Or log on to your Instagram and search spiritual_care. Our email address is curecare9@gmail.com. Remember, our care is spelled with a K and not a C. Remember, reflections, you are the creator of your reality. So let us help you create your heart desires.
Hi, I'm Tahaka. You know, there's a difference between what you believe and what you know for a fact and can prove. I live in the private and can prove it. I've exercised my freedom of right to travel and can prove it. I don't have a mortgage and can prove it. And much, much more. And so does many other people across this country and abroad who are secured party and creditors living in the private. Debt is a burden. It causes people a hard time in life. They can't live out live in peace fast enough. Contact me at TahakaDebtElimination.org. You can call me and I'll answer the phone. Leave your email information on my website and get my free report. That's TahakaDebtElimination.org. Get out of debt. It's nothing but a burden. You can't move forward with that. That's a bunch of junk.
Peace. You're just tuning in today. We are taking the time to think about what does it mean when we say I'm woke or I am God. Or why do people you know, say that I'm woke or I am God. I'm just giving my perspective on that question. And to me, it's pretty simple at times that we are God experiencing itself, and we're just a cell inside of a cell. And things are like literally right in our face. We, as humans, when we think about like fruit and plants, we need it. The simplest thing. The man is the seed. The woman is the earth, where all the magic happens. Humans and fruits and plants are all one, right? What am I talking about? The human vagina is just a fruit. And inside that fruit, there's a seed. Just like a man. He holds the seed. And when the man's seed is planted in the womb, it creates itself. The fruit is just balance. It's one. When we look into nature, we look just like a tree. From our hair, from our skin, we're just like a tree. We need the tree, and the tree needs us. We need the ocean. The ocean is nothing but the womb. Right now, the womb is dirty. That's why she's bleeding like crazy. So stay with me. We're just like trees and plants. We need water. We need soil, which is pretty much food. We must have the sun. And when we're receiving the sun, when we're out standing in the sun, do y'all not understand that we're receiving information spiritually? When we go to the beach or to the lake, we immediately receive peace. So powerful. That is the unknown. That is God. Why is that? What does it mean when people say, I am woke, I am God? Just means that you are aware that you're a cell living inside of itself, experiencing itself of a higher consciousness, of a perspective, of a thought, which is a dimension. I am you and you are me, and we are one when we are cells communicating with each other, who have power that can create anything. I think about pyramids sometimes, guys. Like, something has had to happen because there's no way the avatar that we're in right now created the pyramids. There's no way. Had to have been a bigger being. That's just my thought. In order to create a pyramid at one point, like, you just had to have been larger than what we are. I want you to think about this. I'm going to wrap this up, but I want you all to think about this. In this realm, our body must have water, organic natural juice from the earth. We must have the sun. We must rest. We must give back to earth by pooping and releasing urine. We must have air, aka trees. Why is that? What does that mean spiritually? Why do our bodies have to rest? It has to return to a different realm or dimension. And sometimes we remember, sometimes we don't. We have to have water. We gotta have juice, like juice that's straight from the orange that has the seed, that came from the unknown. What does that mean spiritually? What does it mean when we go and have a dream? What body is that? What eye is that? And how come when we're having a nightmare and we're running from something, we wake up and our heart is actually racing? Sometimes if we're crying in a dream, you wake up actually crying in this realm. What realm was that? When things get deleted from our phones or from our computer, our laptop, from our memory, and we say, I forgot, I can't remember. What dimension is that? Where do those thoughts go? Where does those things that we deleted from the laptop, where do they go? What realm? When you post something on the internet and you take it down and you delete your page, where does it go? What realm is that? It's just something to think about. I told y'all some of these shows is going to be very, very high conscious level. I feel that this is my purpose, and to take you all along with me on this journey of who are we, how are we, where are we. Did I say what are we? Because as of right now, we're just a cell, living inside of a cell. But we also know that we're spirit beings. We know that we're spirit beings. So, yeah. We're going to wrap it up, but I want to leave y'all with this song. I started playing it earlier, but I stopped it. Just going to leave this with y'all to think about on what does it mean when you say, I'm woke, or I am God. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? I share what it means to me, and I hope you all can respect it. Whether you disagree with it or not, we can agree to disagree with peace. The Black Woman is God is to acknowledge and give honor and praise to the Most High that's in this physical realm, the first human. Female human, which was the Black woman, the brown woman, the blue-black woman. We acknowledge her on this show. But when you get in tune and you decide to listen to the Black Woman as God, it doesn't matter if your skin is pale, tan, if you are feminine energy, we honor you as well. We honor all feminine energy. If you are a female and you feel that you are stuck in a male's body, we welcome you as well. We are here to uplift the highest female consciousness. We are a cell, living in a cell, and we have the choice to be a healthy cell of this reality or a cancer into this reality. I'm here to uplift and to love and to awaken the goddess inside of you. I'm Goddess K. Peace, love, and knowledge. Until next time, stay woke and know that you are God. You are the goddess. You are just a hand or arm. Maybe of the Most High God to fill.
Observe, sisters. Uncle Sam, Uncle Tom, Big Brother, the whole family's coming for your last fit. Pick a time and go make change. Learn your principles. You rapping revolution, but you work for the institution. When will you declare your destiny? When will you obliterate all that associate with the forged realities of the day? Insubordination is a lie. Young Africans, you are blinded. There will be no resting in peace. There is no alternative. Re-evolve into your uneasiness and soul. Compliance does not exist. Hear the sounds of your alarm. No snooze will soothe the tears on abuse. Muses, blues and yellows. There will be no resting in peace.
But what is revolution? What is solution with no knowledge to problem? See, do you? I stay woke, stay broke, stay choking on my pride. And if my phone rings, please know that I'm inside myself. My eyes burn blue, for they sizing up your time to be through with coon calling. I'm reading you, feeding you, pleading you. Wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.